Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey criticized for boasting about misgendering ban. By Charlie Nash on February 14, 2019. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was criticized this week after he boasted about Twitter's misgendering ban while simultaneously claiming that users are not suspended for their political views. In an interview with Recode co-founder Kara Swisher, Dorsey boasted about Twitter's recent implementation of a ban against misgendering transgender people after being asked what the social network was doing to protect users online. However, during a hearing before the House Energy and Commerce Committee last September, Dorsey claimed Twitter did not take into consideration the political views of users it banned. Conservatives believe that calling a trans woman a woman is misgendering. Progressives believe calling a trans woman a man is misgendering, noted journalist Tim Poole in response. Twitter enforces its policy based on the progressive ideology. Jack confirms they have a bias and enforce rules based on their bias. The Defend Assange campaign, an account run by the legal campaign to free Julian Assange, replied, "It's much worse than that. It engages in serious global cultural imperialism, demanding that distant and delicately balanced cultures follow its provincial cultural standards, without regard as to the effect." They added that there's not even consensus in the U.S. about the cultural norms of misgendering those who claim to be transgendered. To expect Pakistanis or Poles, or in fact anyone in 192 other countries, to follow the latest SF provincial fad in speech censorship codes is imperious. One Twitter user posted, "But Jack, it's misgendering according to your view. Many other people, including many scientists, have a different view to you, one which they can civilly and reasonably defend. So why should people's right to exist on this platform be at the whim of your personal bias?" While another asked, "Misgendering is a mostly left-wing ideology. How can Twitter enforce this rule and simultaneously claim to be not biased or neutral?" Megan Murphy, the founder of radical feminist blog Feminist Current, was permanently suspended from Twitter in November due to Twitter's misgendering ban, after she stated that men aren't women. The posts which reportedly led to Murphy's ban were, "Women aren't men," and "How are trans women not men? What is the difference between a man and a trans woman?" This week, Murphy filed a lawsuit against Twitter over the ban. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.